They gave me 10 days.
For what?
For arresting him.
You and me, huh?
It's gonna happen one way or another, Charlie. It's gonna happen. So it might as well be us who get rich on it.
Bob, he's our friend.
He murdered Ed Miller. And he's gonna murder Little and Cummins if the chance ever comes. I mean, it seems to me Jesse's riding from man to man, saying goodbye to the gang. So your friendship could put you under the pansies.
I'll grind it fine in my mind, Bob. I can't go any further than that right now.
You'll come around.
You think it's all made up, don't you? You think it's all yarns and newspaper stories.
He's just a human being.
You just slide them things right in there, right in the sleeve. And then when you get ready, you just shake it out. Like that, right there, you shake it out.
Get in water. Here it is. Go ahead. Tyrants.
On the stairs in the school. President's men would tire up hay baling wire, keep them ripping their husband's ears off. You never heard word one about the wife of Confederacy's Jefferson Davis, did you?
I didn't.
No, you didn't. He did his duty by her.
Huh? Oh my God, I'm speaking to children.
No, I get it.
The president of the Confederacy would discern his wife's needs and satisfy them with the utmost skill and the utmost courtesy.
Charlie, you spilled over my boot.
Sorry, Jesse. Here, I'll wipe it off.
Abraham Lincoln probably sent his wife on a shopping expedition. Three-act play.
What a story for us.
Champ! I think Sandy run both sides of that Lincoln family. Yeah.
You're right about that.
You jump in the river then. You jump in the river. Champ!
Don't be shy now, dude.
One more piece of meat.
When you did it a lot.
There's a good piece of bacon fat in there for him.
Excuse me. See, I checked right on in and interrupted you.
Who are you then?
Bob Ford.
Charlie's brother?
Yeah.